This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra begins an enlightening message titled The Intelligent Investor. Let's join in.
Galatians chapter 6 verse 6, it says, let him that is taught in the word communicate to him that teaches in all good things. The word communicate means to share. Verse 7, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. 8, he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. And he that soweth to the spirit shall of the spirit reap everlasting life. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Verse 10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Somebody say amen. I want to just share with you a few thoughts around these, I think, five scriptures that I read. And this is Paul writing to the church of Galatia. And he was talking about principles concerning reaping and sowing. So from these verses, we can learn principles concerning reaping and sowing. And today's sermon, short sermon about to preach to you, just a one-off sermon, I've titled it The Intelligent Investor. Tell me The Intelligent Investor. Look as I say, The Intelligent Investor. The second richest man in the world is called Warren Buffett. And he owns a company in America. It's called Berkshire Hathaway. And it's an investment company. Now, the richest man is Jeff Bezos. And I think the second richest man is Warren Buffett. And this man, Warren Buffett, one day I heard him speak. And he said there was a book that changed his life. And the title of that book is The Intelligent Investor. And this book was written by a man called Benjamin Graham. And this book was written in the 1930s around the Great Depression. But today, I'm not here to talk about Benjamin Graham or Warren Buffett. I just want to talk about the spiritual intelligent investor. So if you are a spiritual person, I believe that you must also be a spiritual intelligent investor. It does not mean that what they said hasn't got value. It has value. But we have something that is even higher than the wisdom of men. 1 Corinthians 2:6, it says, howbeit we speak wisdom amongst them that are matured or perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to nothing. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. And a mystery is something that is difficult to understand. And I want to share with you what it will take for us to be intelligent investors. Number one, you must decide to be an investor rather than a consumer. Very important. So your mindset is very important. You must decide to be an investor rather than a consumer. And Galatians chapter 6 makes it clear. It says, he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap. In other words, even when it comes to physical things, if you want things in huge quantities, it says you must sow, even when it comes to physical things. Then it says, even when it comes to spiritual things, if you want to reap from spiritual things too, you must also sow into the spirit realm. So it says, he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. You reap something, but what you reap, it says that corruption, or it's not too permanent, is part of it. Then it says, and he that soweth to the spirit shall the spirit reap life everlasting. So here Paul tells the church of Galatia, he said, to be an intelligent investor, your mindset is very important. He said, don't have the mindset of somebody who's just going to take and take. have a mindset of somebody who sows or invests and not the mindset of a consumer. Very important. You know, most people think that when their salary increases, their problems will be over. But it's not true. Your salary can actually increase and become poorer. Why? Because anytime your salary increases, your needs can even grow to outstrip it. That is why sometimes the people who have lots of money are those who are even in debt. Because your needs can even grow bigger than what you have. So you must have this mindset. So instead of crying for more pay, cry that you will be a sower. You will be an investor. It's very important, both in the natural and in the spiritual. And it's an attitude. It's an attitude. It's not a question of how much money you have. It's a question of your mindset and whether you have the right attitude. There are two people in the Bible that I'd like to comment about. Now, a certain man had two sons, the son of the prodigal son. And when you read that story, you realize that although they both came from a rich home, their mindset or attitude determined what happened to them later on. So Luke 15, 11 says, a certain man had two sons. Now, one of the sons had the mindset and the attitude of a consumer. In other words, he just consumed. So the Bible says about the younger son, he gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there he wasted his substance with riotous living. Verse 13. And verse 14 says, when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. So this man was not an investor. He was just a consumer. Any money you give him, he will just consume it. And many people are like that. They just consume their salary. They don't invest nothing. Everything is consumption. They buy food. They buy kelewele. They buy bofruit. They buy ice cream. They buy whatever. But everything is just consumption. Now, if that is your attitude, then you are not an intelligent investor. But this man had another son, and the elder son had a different mindset, although they came from the same family. And he stayed at home, kept his money, and continued investing in the family business. So when the younger brother came back, the elder brother made a comment. I want to look at the comment he made in Luke 15, 29. He said, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgress thy at any time thy commandment. And as soon as this thy son is come, who has consumed thy living with harlots, that has killed for him the fatter calf. The father said unto him, verse 31, he said, son, all that I have is thine. And when you are a consumer, all you have is food and clothes and what you enjoy on yourself. But he said, you have a different attitude. He said, you are an intelligent investor. He said, all that I have is thine. Verse 32, he said, it was meet that you make merry and be glad. For this was, thy son was lost and is found. The father said, don't worry. All that we are having is just a party for him. It's just another consumption thing for this, your brother. At the end of the day, this farm, this business, everything that you have belongs to you. So what it means is that as Christians, Paul told the church of Galatia, he said, don't be consumers. He said, be investors, people who sow. Now, some people can make the argument, especially in church, that I sowed and I did not get any return. I gave an offering and did not give any return. Now, let me tell you something. One reason why some people give in church, they don't get a return. I believe that they don't get that return because they don't complete the process of giving. Giving is not an event. It's a process. And you must follow it through to its logical end. For example, if you sow corn, it's a process. You must follow it through. You must watch the corn grow. You must go to the farm. You must reap the corn. You must bring it home. You must boil kenke. You must make pepper. You must buy tilapia. You must eat it before you benefit from the corn. So just sowing is not enough. You must follow a certain process. So what process is this spiritually that we have to follow. I'll show you one way that when you give an offering or you give spiritually or give to the church, one thing that you must do. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, this is Paul talking about investing spiritually. This is what he said. Now this I say, he who soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he who soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. So here Paul was talking about giving in church, and he called it sowing. And he said, if you give, he said, you will reap. Verse 10. Now he that ministers seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. Now, I want you to follow the process. Paul starts with the giving. He said, when you come to church, they said, give an offering, be a blessing. We have a project, whatever. Paul said, give. And when you give, know that the amount you give will affect the harvest. Then he said, after you have given as a spiritual intelligent investor, this is what you must know. The next thing that God is going to give to you is he's going to give you seed. So verse 10, he says, now he that ministered seed to the sower, to the person who gave the offering or who did whatever or gave to the Lord. He said, God will minister to him seed. Now, there's something about seeds. Seeds always come in small quantities. Now, when we sow, we are not expecting a seed. We are expecting the harvest, huge quantities. But here the Bible says that the next thing that God is going to give is going to be seed. So God will may bless you financially, but the blessing will come as seeds. It will not come as a lot of money. It may be your salary or half of your salary or a quarter of your salary, or your salary plus a quarter, or your salary double, or your salary plus half of it, or your salary plus 200 of it. But you're not going to win the lottery. Are you understanding me? Then he said, what he expects for you to do now is that he will minister seed to the sower. In other words, he is waiting for you to make an investment. Put the money in something. Then he said, when you invest the money, or you plant the money, or you sow the seed, he that ministers seed to the sower, he said that after you have sowed, that is when the power of God will be released.
Thanks for joining us on today's broadcast. Today, we learned that we must be investors and not consumers. Tune in tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
Mr. Pastor, I was unable to conceive and you prayed for me, and by the grace of God, I am 4 months pregnant.
Good values have to be chosen intentionally, because there are people around, they will try to change your values.
Who you are is a reflection of your values. Your values are developed consciously or unconsciously. Success is conscious, and Christian values have to be developed consciously. This message will inspire you to develop the right values for a successful Christian life. You can order this message series through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Values at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org or call us on WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 700 9010. Send an email to info@cacrobaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT.